Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this sixth Sunday of Easter, and as we celebrate the Ascension of our Lord, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, a hymn of glory, let us sing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the sixth Sunday of Easter is taken from St. John chapter 16, verses 23 to 33. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think these things that are right, and by your guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Hail the day that sees him rise to his throne above the skies. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again not to be troubled or afraid, but to place all our faith and trust in Jesus, to take heart because Jesus has overcome the world for us, as he has delivered us from the power of sin, from the power of death, and from the power of the devil. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. John chapter 16, with special attention to the following verses. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, are you anxious and troubled? Yes, are you anxious and troubled about something this morning? Anxious and troubled about something that has happened to you recently during the past week? The past month, or even for that matter, during the past year or so that just won't go away. Perhaps something at home with your family, something that has happened to you recently at work, at school, at church, or in your neighborhood. Troubled and concerned about your health, an illness in your family, or a financial crisis, especially now with the recent economic inflation we are all experiencing at the grocery store and at the gas pump. The constant invasion at the southern border with thousands and thousands of people coming illegally into our nation. And then the war in Ukraine and the constant threat of a nuclear war. Whatever it is, when bad things happen, we usually become very anxious and afraid, troubled and worried about what might happen to us. As a matter of fact, I will confess to you that I am very troubled and concerned with our ministry here at Shepherd in the Pines, to keep it alive and viable in our community as we are struggling right now to meet all of our financial obligations. And I am certain that is also true of you. Whatever you are anxious and troubled about right now in your own family, in the circle of your friends and neighbors. Because that is precisely what the disciples were troubled and worried about themselves. The thought of not having Jesus with them anymore. That from now on they would have to fetch for themselves without Jesus, who always cared for them, prayed for them, and provided for all their needs through his many miraculous signs and wonders. But the time had come for Jesus to depart, to leave them and return to his Father in heaven. Jesus said to them, "I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." But at the same time, Jesus promised not to leave them desolate, not to abandon or forsake them, but that he would send them the Holy Spirit to be with them. Jesus said to them, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." And the concern Jesus had for his disciples, he also has for us today. It has not changed. Jesus does not want us to be troubled, discouraged, or even for that matter, afraid either. The promise Jesus made repeatedly during his 3-year public ministry, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." St. Peter also writes, "Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you." And then the words of St. Paul, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Jesus set the example for us when he was troubled himself as the Son of Man, as he prayed repeatedly to his Father in heaven. After Jesus had chosen his first disciples, healed the man possessed by an evil spirit, and healed Peter's mother-in-law with a fever, and many others who were sick and demon-possessed, Jesus left early the next morning, while it was still dark, and went to a solitary place where he prayed by himself. The same happened later during his ministry. After Jesus dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, he was there all alone. This also happened when Jesus took 3 of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, and told them to watch while he went further into the Garden of Gethsemane and on his knees prayed to his Father in heaven, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." So other than his teaching and his healing, prayer was always an important and indispensable part of Jesus' ministry. Jesus even taught his own disciples the Lord's Prayer. When one of them asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And Jesus did. He taught them the Lord's Prayer. Jesus also told his disciples, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Yes, from now on his disciples would have to do the praying themselves, without Jesus' help and guidance. This is what Jesus said about his disciples: "I pray for them, for those you have given me, for they are yours. While I was with them, I protected them and I kept them safe by that name you gave me." Jesus also said to them, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And then his promise to them, saying, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." So when Jesus was finally ready to leave them, he took his disciples to the vicinity of Bethany at the Mount of Olives, where he gave them the Great Commission to go baptize and make disciples of all nations. Jesus said to them, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." And then Jesus lifted up his hands and blessed them. And as he was blessing them, suddenly he was taken up into heaven. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9, that Jesus was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Now it was up to them not to be troubled anymore without Jesus, but to take heart. "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into the sky will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." And after Jesus had ascended into heaven, they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city, with great joy. And then they all joined together constantly in prayer. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we anxious and troubled this morning about many things? Anxious and troubled about what might happen to us? I hope not. I hope that when we are troubled and afraid, to take everything to the Lord in prayer, and he will take care of us and provide for all our needs. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, not to be troubled or afraid, but to place all our faith and trust in Jesus, to take heart because Jesus has overcome the world for us, as he has delivered us from the power of sin, from the power of death, and from the power of the devil. And whenever we have been anxious and troubled about many things in life, God the Father offers us again his love through the sufferings and death of his Son Jesus Christ, as we repent and trust in Jesus as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. But most of all, as Jesus offers us the forgiveness of all our sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life through our faith in him as our Savior. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the opening hymn, O risen Christ, ascended Lord, all praise to you let earth accord. You are, while endless ages run, with Father and with Spirit one. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, not to be anxious, troubled, or afraid, but to place all our faith and trust in Jesus, to take heart because Jesus has overcome the world for us. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Hark 10,000 Harps and Voices. Almighty and everlasting God, today we pray again for peace and an end to the invasion and war in Ukraine, to keep us safe from any danger, harm, or evil, especially from any cyber attacks and the threat of a possible nuclear war. Gracious and merciful Father, we also ask that you continue to help us cope with the economic inflation all around us, including our church here at Shepherd in the Pines, as we are struggling financially to keep our ministry alive and the doors of our church open. Father, we also pray again for all those who are sick or recovering from their illness in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, and especially here at our church, as well as keeping us and everyone else safe and healthy from the strain of another coronavirus. Father, we ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this sixth Sunday of Easter, and as we celebrate the ascension of our Lord, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, From All That Dwell Below the Skies, Amen.